I'm gonna get that, I'm gonna press that, do the quick little like, everything synchronized. All right, cool, you wanna introduce yourself real quick?
Yeah, my name is Sean, just kind of been coming out to PDX land now for the last year. My first year was 2015. This is my first kind of case competition back after COVID.
What brought you out here initially anyway?
So in 2015, my wife and I wanted to We're driving around to different lands. We saw this one specifically as kind of a more relaxed one.
So driving around, you mean like around the country, not just local?
Correct, yeah. So we've done Desert Bash, we've done some in San Diego, as well as the Denver Dream Hack, Dallas Dream Hack.
quite a bit of a geographical area there.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we came here, though, we decided, okay, we need to figure out how to move to the Portland area, just because of the maker community here and just how wonderful it is.
Yeah, and there's a lot of tech here because they like Intel and everything is here as well.
Intel and NVIDIA has their office here.
Wacom is headquartered here. Most people don't know that one. Yeah. So this, you have what I think is one of the most unique rigs at PDX Land this year.
Well, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about like what's actually running here, because like from where I'm standing, I just see a Game Boy, an oversized Game Boy.
So behind this panel here is just a Raspberry Pi as well as a laptop screen. There is a converter as well as custom cables run off of the power supply, so everything runs directly off of the system itself.
So off your ATX power supply, so you just have one power supply for your rig and the secondary.
Exactly. So that way you can play games while you play games.
Yo, dog.
The other side is modeled after the box art for the Pokemon Special Yellow Edition, as well as just kind of an homage to Game Freak in the front.
You want to grab one of the controllers and show this thing, show that it actually does what it expects it to do?
So here you can see that it's just running Pokemon Yellow version. I believe we're here in Boulder City. No, we're not. But the whole idea is that you can bring it to any LAN party, and if the internet goes down, you can do multiplayer on Super Nintendo or anything like that with the Raspberry Pi.
Because it's just running like a generic like emulation software.
Exactly, emulation station right off of RetroArch. So that way you can play anything to your heart's content. It's a Raspberry Pi 3, so it's got a little limitation on it. You're not going to be like playing N64 or anything, but you're going to get that kind of just like fun fighters and stuff like that.
Yeah, because when I walked by yesterday, I think you had one of the Mortal Kombat games up on it.
Yeah, absolutely. The judges wanted to see Street Fighter and stuff like that and play multiplayer. We actually had to change the configuration file on the Raspberry Pi at the last moment because the second controller just stopped working. Of course, when the judges come by, but so far it's been a great LAN. And yeah, 360 millimeter radiators, 120/80, a 1920X Threadripper. So it's
a Threadripper. Because there's not many of those in this room.
No.
There are some, more than just yours. That's a rarity.
Yeah, the first gen, it's definitely showing its age now, since it was 2017 was its release date, middle of the year.
And I believe Windows 11 does not support first-gen Threadripper.
You can, as long as you put a registry hack in place.
How long is that going to work?
So far, they're still supporting it.
Okay, that's good to know.
But it still has TPM and all those wonderful things for Windows 11. But it is time to upgrade at this point, you know, just for posterity, security, and all those wonderful things.
Well, because I know when I built my rig, the previous generation, it had a 3900X in it.
Oh, nice.
And that trumps first-gen Threadripper.
Yes.
Yeah. So and now I'm on a 5900X, so that's just like Threadripper's in the past.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's perfect core performance. Now, the hand trick with this one is this was definitely a well-picked CPU, and I didn't meet it.
Binning, it was a bin chip.
I didn't buy it that way, but it
just
was.
Silicon lottery. You won the silicon lottery. Yeah.
I can get to about 4.7 to 5 gigahertz on an overclock with really clean power, but it will pull about 700 watts from the wall when you do that. And then you add the GPU on top of that.
Right. So here at PDX Land, what's one of your like favorite games to play here with the community?
So far this land, we've been doing Cursed Halo, just playing some original CE, but with a lot of terrible mods to it.
Okay, this is the first time I'm hearing the term Cursed Halo, actually.
Oh, yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's Inferno Plus. He has a great YouTube channel going into what he's done. And now with Steam Workshop, it's already in there, so you can just take Master Chief Collection, install...
Right, because they did re-release it on Steam.
Exactly, and then you can just add those mods without having to do all the heavy lifting of going into the program files. And,
yeah, it's a lot more automated. Because, I come from the generation of modding, like UT99, UT2K4, and that was work.
Yeah, exactly.
So the fact that like you could just say, hey, like I just want this thing, just make it happen. Like it's the installers and the automation is really good now.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to add your horse armor manual.
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
Any other closing statements you want to throw out there, like about the community or you know what we're doing here? Or
It's just a great LAN party and as many people as we can get out here. That's all we're about. It's not whether you have a system like this that is a little bit over the top, but it's more about just coming, playing games, meeting people. I've made the best connections of my entire life.
We just met last night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You never know who you're going to meet and what that will turn into. Yeah. So it's be open to experiences at these lands, and especially PDX land. It's something special up here, just a quiet place to have fun. It's less.
Well, you say quiet, but like during some of the tournaments, it kind of gets loud.
It gets a little heated, but you know that's part of the fun of a LAN party. Instead of being able to do a microphone, it's standing up and being like you,
and then having 1,000 people around you hear it and wondering what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you walk around, you look at the different builds, you look at what games people are playing. And you go, hey, what's that?
And you get to learn about a new game.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Like, found out about golf with your friends at a land.
Yep.
And those type of things. They had a competition for it this weekend.
I was just in that a couple hours ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, also come out and you win some hardware and maybe it turns into your next build.
True that. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Very nice meeting you.
All right. Let's get that.